Welcome home, baby. What's with the long face? Did something happen at your new job? You don't want to talk about it. Oh, come here, little man. Give mommy a hug. There, there. Put your brown bag down and come join me in the living room. Don't fuss. You know what you want. Good boy. Let mommy pamper you the way you like. Come on, take off your pants and come sit on mommy's lap. Come on. Knees on each side. That's it. Good boy. So, you had a problem at work? Are you having problems fitting in? You don't want to tell me? Maybe it's embarrassing for my little boy, but you know mommy will take care of it for you. Like I always do, sweetie. Oh, don't pout. I know you like it when mommy fixes your problems and takes all your worries away. Mommy is going to invite your boss over. He can come over Friday for a meal and talk about your problems. And then, mommy's going to do what she does best, sweetie. You're getting red in the face, honey. Oh, and I see your little Willie is getting excited. Don't look away. Come on now. Look into mommy's eyes. Good boy. You are still wearing those frilly panties I got you, right? Let mommy pull them up a little, and your Willie can pop out the hole. That is just the sweetest little thing. Crotchless panties are usually for women, honey, but I just couldn't stop thinking about my little boy's pee-pee sticking out of them. You make me so happy. Now let mommy get all that worry out of your head. I know you like it when I wrap my fingers around you and treat you right. Good boy. Feel mommy's hand stroking it slowly. It's nice with the panties, isn't it, my sweet boy? Just relax. Look into mommy's eyes. Mommy is going to have your boss over. And I want you to be there, honey. No, don't look away. You're going to cook for mommy and your boss. When he gets here, you're going to eat with us and tell us what's wrong. Then, mommy is going to tell you to go to your room. Oh, you're getting so red in the face, honey. Mommy is doing it for you, remember that. But I know you're going to be pacing around your room till you hear mommy's bedroom door. Isn't that right, honey? Don't look away. You're already thinking about it. I can feel it in your willy. Pressing your ear up to the wall and listening to mommy gag on his dick. Oh dear, your face looks like you don't want me to. But I can feel a little pre-cum on my hand. I thought we were over your objections. Or are you getting red in the face because you know how bad it is? You are getting turned on by mommy fucking other men, aren't you? Don't worry, hon. Mommy loves knowing your little Willy gets hard listening to mommy fuck. Or watching her take real cocks, huh? Stop fidgeting, sweetie. This will take as long as mommy wants it to. Baby, I'm so happy I got such an obedient little boy who loves his mommy so much. Open mommy's shirt. I know how much you like them. Feeling them. Watching them bounce when she is fucking. Relax, honey. I know you want to thrust into mommy's hand. Concentrate on freeing mommy's tits. Good boy. Get your hands on them. massage them while I massage your willy. Oh, that's it. Relax for mommy. Look at mommy's face and imagine her getting fucked by your boss. Mommy gives the best blowjobs, and you hear how sloppy they are from your room. Mommy loves it when real men take control of her, grabs her head, and just face fucks her. I start gushing when men treat me like the slut I am. You know I love you, honey, but you just don't have a willy for blowjobs. But you love that mommy does it for others, don't you? Good boy. You love it even more when you hear mommy start moaning, don't you? Relax, honey. Mommy's just teasing you, helping you prepare. This little willy is going to be so hard for mommy fucking your boss. Maybe I should leave the door open again, so you can have a look. It gets me so much wetter, watching you at the door tugging on your little willy. I just love to grind on top while looking at you, getting myself off with a fat cock, knowing you're getting off on something you just can't do. It's just the best. But if he caught you, it would be so embarrassing. Mommy might have to make it a regular thing to make sure you would do okay at work. Not that you would mind, sweet boy. It makes me so happy that you get turned on by other men fucking mommy. By now, you know no one is going to be happy with this little thing. So, it's really important that you get off on other people getting off. That reminds me. One of the reasons we have to do this now is because your girlfriend is coming over for dinner. But mommy has a thing, so you have to make dinner while I take your girlfriend into my bedroom. So no listening in, okay, honey? Oh, you look so sad. Remember, mommy is doing it for you. You know she wouldn't be coming over if you didn't have such a lovely mommy. So, you have to make dinner while mommy takes care of her. She said she wanted to watch a romantic movie and cuddle up on the sofa after dinner. And are you just the perfect little boy for that, aren't you? She is going to be exhausted and happy when mommy leaves. And you are going to be right there for her, snuggling up with her, telling her how much you care for her. She's going to love you so much. Especially after the dinner talk. I have to talk with her about finding other ways to please herself. Mommy already has someone in mind. A man from my gym who is a real skirt chaser. He would be perfect for you, too. Don't look away. Look into mommy's eyes. It's very important. I want you to be supportive of this. She might not be sure if you're okay with it. And it's important she knows you are. You don't want her to leave you, honey. Mommy knows he is perfect. You even met him last week. Remember when you woke up after mommy had been out? That was him. Remember how much mommy was screaming and moaning? Oh, I can feel you liking him. But you did get a bit shy when you met him in the hall. You thought you could get a sneak peek at the door, and he came out. You looked absolutely adorable, fidgeting in front of that big man. Luckily that your little willy can't make a dent in your pants. That would have been very embarrassing for you. I know you liked him, because after he left, you came into mommy's room right after and begged me to get you off. Mommy just loves that about her little boy. You get so shy. But around mommy, you just can't help yourself. Now imagine that with your girlfriend. I know she hasn't touched you that way yet. But I'm sure if you let her have what she needs, she will help you out too. Like mommy is doing now. I can feel you trying to thrust into my hand. That's not okay, baby. Do I need to restrain you? Good boy. Let mommy control your little willy. So, did you get a peek when he was fucking mommy? Were you a little curious about what he can do that you can't? Or is my little boy just getting a little stiffy listening to mommy's moans? It could be like that with your girlfriend, sweetie. Imagine hiding in the closet of your room as your girlfriend drags in that manly stud. If she is anything like me, she will be tearing her clothes off. And she is so good with her mouth. You're going to be so proud of her. Seeing her topless on her knees, satisfying that big cock in a way you will never know. But she will know that you love just watching her. She is going to love you even more knowing you are sitting there with your little willy stiff in hand and approving it with every stroke. She will probably forget you are even there because she trusts you so much that she can let herself go. You will be the best silent cheerleader in the closet as she starts moaning his name again and again. The noises she is going to make is noises mommy can't even get her to make. Noises only fat cocks fuck out of her. He is going to throw her on the bed, pull her to the edge, look her straight in the eyes, and slam that fat cock into her. It will be a demonstration of what you can't give her. As he is fucking her hard into your bed, she will be in ecstasy, coming again and again. You like that image, I can tell from your fidgeting. Maybe it would help if you shot your little load while thinking of that man taking your girlfriend. See if you can relax a bit as mommy speeds up. Good boy. Feel mommy's hand. Imagine him tossing her around so she is on all fours. Her head is pointing at the closet now. He is mounting her from behind, and as he does, she looks directly at you. She loves you for letting her fuck other men. You're a little jealous of what you can never do. But as he thrusts all the way in, her eyes turn up and she starts moaning again. Yeah, that's it, baby. I can feel you getting closer. Think of the times you were sitting in mommy's closet, watching her fuck real men. It's going to feel just as good, baby. You want this, sweetie. You want her to get off. She'll never fuck you, so she needs to fuck him. She's going to be screaming as another man buries her cock in her, screaming so loud. No one can hear you playing with yourself in the closet. Watching her face contort as she is brought to new heights. After each orgasm she has, she is going to think of you wanking off in the closet. And then he is going to start fucking her again. More moaning and screaming. Good boy. I can feel you tensing up. He's going to come as well. She is so caught up in it. She is going to beg him to come inside her. Oh, you are going to come when he does. Her moans are going to trigger you. Imagine it. and come, honey. Imagine his roars and her pleading moans. Come for me now, baby. Come in me. Come in me. Oh, come in me. Good boy, that's it. Come for mommy. Good boy, let it all out. Mommy wants all your cummies. Relax, baby. Put your head down on mommy's shoulder. Just relax now. Mommy has you. All better? Mommy loves you. Oh, look at that. Your panties are all dirty, sweetie. Lucky for you, I bought some more panties for you. So after you've calmed down, I want you to change panties. Put the dirty ones in the laundry and then start making dinner. I want something special for tonight, sweetie. You're such a good boy for mommy.